Okay. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday the 17th at 1 o'clock. This is the Town of Curry Beach Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to reconvene?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Mandy, can you tell us how many are on?
35.
Registered for the census, please.
Okay. We will start, as we normally do, with the updates from our department heads. Chief Kennedy, fire.
I have no updates on the fire side. Just hang on. Check.
No.
Mic check. Super chunk.
I have no updates on the fire side. On the beach, I think one person in the last 3 days. That was today.
Excellent.
Due to the weather, but all is going well. They did state that they saw quite a few footsteps, probably at nighttime. People walking their dogs, I would assume, but I refer to the police department on that one. But fire department, no updates at all.
Okay.
Any questions?
The news.
Any questions for the fire chief?
Nothing.
All right, thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Chief.
Mike?
Good afternoon. No new updates on the beach. The only thing I will say is that a few of the beaches around us, if they do open, we've been having a lot of calls come in about other beaches opening, and they're thinking we're opening too, so it might have an influx on us, just so you're aware. But other than that, we'll be on the beach all weekend as normal and go from there.
We don't anticipate anything before Monday, do we?
No, we're going to, at the end, after all the department heads, I'll update the council on the emergency management meeting from yesterday, communications and recommendations.
Thank you, Mike. Jim, Public Works.
Public Works has no new updates.
No new updates, no actions. Okay, thanks, Jim.
Everything went okay with the pickup, the courtesy pickup?
Yeah, actually, it went very well.
Right on.
Good. John.
No new updates other than we're still monitoring them.
Any short-term rental issues?
Not so far, no, sir.
Okay, thank you. Mandy?
I don't have any updates.
No administrative updates. Arlen?
No new updates for
now. No new updates for now. How about Nikki?
Just one quick update. I wanted to say it on record that so far, as of this morning, we have received $1,150 in donations towards the Help Center, and the drop-offs for the food donations has been tremendous. So thank you to the citizens out there.
Yeah, Nikki, the pile of product out there in front of the door is quite impressive. I want to thank you, Commissioner Hegler, for the idea, and Alan's idea as well, and for your work on this, Nikki. Thank you. And I'm sure the Help Center will be delighted.
Yeah, when are you going to take it up?
After the 29th is the last election day.
Okay, good.
So you're not going to do intermediate drop-offs so you don't have all this stuff?
I might have to, but I wanted to get kind of an idea of how much we collected by
truckloads. Yeah, okay. Well, they might need it, you might ask them.
Right.
Excellent. But thank you for all the work on that.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Good work on that. Okay, that'll take care of the department head updates. Now we're going to move into the emergency part of the meeting. We had a discussion yesterday with the commissioners of the county, with the mayors of the other municipalities, and with the hospital administration. There was a great deal of discussion about opening the beach, and I believe that Wrightsville Beach, according to the news, has taken an action to go ahead for a limited opening.
Well, they just said they're announcing something. They haven't actually taken an action. I looked on the news. As of right now, the last news update is that sometime today or over the weekend, Wrightsville Beach will make an announcement. They do not have one as of this time.
Oh, okay. Stand corrected on that point. But they are definitely looking at it, and I think that is the general impression. We have spent a lot of time on that phone call and in discussion, particularly with the emergency manager and our mayor pro tem, David Hegler. We are not in favor of opening the beach at this particular time. And I'm just going to give you 2 points, and I'm going to let David explain probably in more detail. We are not in a position, in my particular view, where we have any rationale to support opening the beach. What we do have is renewed cases of coronavirus in Wake County. We have renewed cases of coronavirus in Mecklenburg County and in other areas around the state. We may have low numbers, but I believe if we open things up, we will encourage people to come, and that is not consistent with the direction from the governor or, in my opinion, from the county, and we clearly are not in a point to support that. Now, we as a council have not voted on that, and we are going to vote on this today. So, David, I'm going to give you the mic to you so you can talk a little more in detail about the discussion points and concerns.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, first off, as the mayor said, we did discuss every municipality was represented in the discussions yesterday, as well as public health in the county. Discussion was really around, okay, what are the criteria to move out of where we are now? So to remind everyone, the initial closures of the beach were started in the north end of the county and then rolled through the county with the county's support after the fact. Curie Beach was the last town to close the Strand after seeing, in my estimate, about 1,500 unexpected visitors in the afternoon of that Friday following the closures of Wrightsville and Carolina Beach. Also walking around the town, those visitors had Wrightsville Beach parking stickers, they had Carolina Beach parking stickers, they had UNCW parking stickers, so basically the entire county just moved south with the closures and then ended up on Curie Beach. And then we took action that Friday evening at our 6:30 meeting, which was scheduled after we heard about what was happening. Since that time, we've met about twice a week as a group just to understand where everyone was, which resulted in a press conference 3 days ago with the county and all of the mayors supporting the current environment, which is where we thought we were. And then on Facebook Wednesday evening, there were indications that one or more towns were considering changing the plan and opening their Strand at some future time, which has still not been decided. The county commission chair wisely asked all of us to get together and discuss where we were. During that discussion, we asked, a number of questions, both the mayor and I, on, okay, how are you going to manage this issue? And we got differing answers, which I'll share some of them as we move forward. At that time, I then shared to all of our council the following information that I want to share to our citizens on record, and then this will be turned into an official communication following this meeting with feedback from the council so that we have the message that we want. And just to be clear, Curie Beach, unlike the other towns, is still acting under council direction. In our state of emergency, we did not turn over control of the town to the emergency manager, so I'm one of four votes. I'm kind of the more mouthy of the five of us, but I am one of five votes, Mr. Mayor, one of five votes. We have done that consciously. to make sure that all inputs to all commissioners are given complete credence, and because we have time as we take actions, unlike during a hurricane. But my recommendation based on inputs, and I'll define where the inputs came from and why, is the following. Number one, my recommendation to council for consideration. Curities will maintain its current emergency closures while monitoring the changing environment and the change that Riceville Beach has proposed. This recommendation is driven by the following factors. One, the public health recommendations from the state and county health departments are for no changes to current actions taken to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. Specific concerns related to this are personal protective equipment accessibility, and there's a graphic attached that shows the unfilled requests in North Carolina regarding PPE. Additionally, the hospital has on their website, New Hanover Regional Medical Center, the request for handmade fast mass donations to support our local responders and health providers. They have on there a pattern, they have on there the specifications for the material, and then they have on there drop-off donation points through the week. So obviously we don't have the PPE that the health system requires if they're asking for personnel to make and donate masks for PPE. That's condition number one. Condition number two, hospitalizations continue to rise in the state, and there's a graphic. If you look on our website, so you can't see what the council's seeing, I put graphics on the hospitalizations across North Carolina for everyone to see and shared that. So unlike what some people have said, hospitalizations did drop on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, but then they began reaccelerating. Hospitalizations as of yesterday was the highest that we've seen during this event, 452 hospitalizations across North Carolina. Those are the two points around the strategy for healthcare. Number two, the beach strand in Curie Beach and any of the beach communities is a major draw. As such, any town that's considering opening the beach strand must have controls in place, especially if, as Riceville Beach is proposing, public parking will remain closed. In Riceville Beach, they have a well-defined parking enforcement agency, an outside agency, Lanier Parking, that can enforce their parking. Curie Beach does not have that. So if we were to open the beach and not have public parking available, the concern for council to consider is how will our police department address illegal parking in the town? So my proposal to council is for the police chief and the town attorney to bring a plan to the Monday night meeting on how they would propose enforcing parking controls in the town. Additionally, with that recommendation, I would encourage the police chief to bring to council on the Monday night meeting the parking fees that are in place at Carolina Riceville Beach. Would council to consider raising ours so that ours are higher than anywhere else? If people decide that going to the beach is worth paying the illegal parking fee, I would propose that ours be higher than the two communities, such that it encourages people to go somewhere else. Point three, I believe that as Riceville Beach works through this process, our police and fire should reach out to their police and fire to understand the issues they're having with opening this. I believe that there are issues that are going to show up that we haven't thought about, and we need to learn from them as we consider when to open our strand. At the meeting with all mayors, I did highlight that to Riceville and Carolina Beach and the county that Curie Beach is very interested in learning lessons learned from what they go through as they lead the way on this issue. Part four, when the town opens the strand, what support mechanism do we have in place for our most at-risk population? In Curie Beach, that's 30 to 40% of our population. Specifically, how do we match volunteers with citizens who may request assistance due to fears of going out with more visitors in town, such as picking up food or running errands? We don't currently have a process for that, But I would request that staff consider that and bring to the Monday meeting their ideas on how we would match, how we request for volunteers and then match them with citizens as they have requests. And then finally, a strategy reminder. As I sent out in our last communication and we'll send out in the communication following this meeting, the strategy is a threefold strategy. One, prevent hospitals from being overloaded by exceeding the capacity of the healthcare system. Two, allow emergency action to increase the healthcare system capacity, such as creating emergency care facilities. And three, allow production and reallocation of personal protective equipment to support our first responders and healthcare providers. Regarding this strategy, at the meeting yesterday, the mayor and I requested that public health officials update us on the status of how we're doing in these three strategies. And they committed to a Monday meeting that we would get an update on that. So at this time, with all these, my recommendation to council is we do not change our current status of the town, but we do begin making preparations for how we would open and follow Riceville Beach if they're successful. At the county level, county health talked about the metrics that they would be monitoring to determine if this was causing an increase in risk by what Riceville Beach is proposing. And so kind of my recommendation to council is while we work on these issues and readdress them at the Monday meeting, we make no commitment to change from where we currently are. The governor's timeline of April 29th is exactly the timeline I believe Curie should consider to follow. That's my report and recommendations to council.
I would add to that for commissioner consideration that many people are asking for a date. I contend that we are not looking at a date. We are looking at a trend. Dr. Paul and the leadership at the hospital is looking at what type of metrics would warrant some changes in our activities, and we will be watching that with interest. The governor has said test, trace, and track, and we have not been able to achieve that totally within North Carolina and not within our county. Given all those inputs, given all those considerations, it would be my advice to this council that we do not open the beaches at this particular time. Now, any input from the other commissioners before I open it to questions?
Yeah, I agree that we have to be prepared when the numbers are, when we feel like it's safe. And so we should start talking about what we're going to do so we're not caught with all of a sudden having to do something. So beginning to put a plan in place. We've worked way too hard to flatten the curve out in our county and protect our citizens to not see this through until the numbers prove to us it's time to open up. No one wants to be back on the beaches any more than the five of us sitting up here, and our families, and our neighbors, and everybody else. But we've got to stick strong with the plan that we've laid out and that we've all worked so hard to get there. So I'm in total agreement with you, Mayor, and you, David, about how we should proceed. And I appreciate what y'all done. Y'all are the ones that attended the meetings and are being our voice on the county level. Thank you.
Joseph?
I think the vast majority of the feedback we receive from actual citizens of Curie Beach is stay the course, be prudent, and just through email, text messages, phone calls, or taking a walk around town. I agree 100%. That's the way, of course, we should follow.
John?
I also agree with what's been said by the four of you gentlemen, and I fully support us maintaining our Curie Beach closure until, like you say, maybe the trends show us otherwise.
Okay, before we, it sounds like we have some consensus. So when we do go to motion, I think I can guess the outcome of the vote. Before we go call the motion, I am going to open it up to the people on the telephone. They can ask questions, state their opinion. I ask that you give us your name and your address before you speak. Are the lines open now, Mandy? Please unmute your phone if you have a question.
This is Ben Banyo, 337 South Fork Fisher.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say, my wife and I, Barbara, completely agree with the decision to stay the course. There's no economic benefit to opening the beaches, and there's only an increased risk to our vulnerable community by having outside of Curry Beach at this point. So completely agree with where it's headed.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? How many on the phone, Mandy?
75.
Correct.
That's a record.
Hi.
How you doing? Name and address, please.
Okay, good. Lisa Depot, Settlers Lane.
Thank you, Lisa.
I just want to say thank you. Stay the course. I'm over.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Anyone else?
This is Lisa, 744 Gulfstream. Totally agree and appreciate everything you guys are doing. And a special thanks, Mandy. That's it.
Thank you very much. I believe
Hello.
Somebody else had tried. Go ahead.
This is Howard Ames on Atlantic Avenue. I just wanted to say that my wife and I completely agree with all that the commissioners and mayor are doing. Special thanks to David Hager for all the work that he's been doing. I know that's a lot of work involved. All the thought processes completely make sense from a medical standpoint at this point. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. David, you broke up, but I think your comment was you're concerned that if Carolina Beach opens, that our line will not be respected.
Absolutely.
Well, we would have to, if that occurs, we will have to take maybe a different set of actions. But right now, I do not have information that says Carolina Beach is imminently opening up.
Yeah, so it was very Yes, sir. We understand. So the police chief and the public works director and I have been talking about if that was to happen, what the town would do. We consider some type of fencing or sand fencing. So if Carolina Beach does open, or when they do open, if it's not at the same timing as Curie Beach, we will address the issue. We are discussing it.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, David. Well, it appears there is no questions or additional comments. Therefore, I would like a motion.
So, make a motion.
I was going to make one more comment. Oh, there's 75 people listening on the phone, and not one person spoke out against anything that we're proposing. I just wanted that to be stated.
Okay. So. That's good.
And we really appreciate it. I mean, I think it's amazing the amount of people is,
without a doubt,
that have gotten involved in the process and listened in on the phone, and they want to know what's going on. And I think that's says a lot for our citizens to do that.
And register for the census.
I do have one comment. I should have come up during the admin update. I did get a message from someone in the office during our meeting that they alone, just that one person, had taken 5 calls today wanting to know when the beach was going to open. So just to share that with you, we are getting those questions.
Were they citizens or people from out of town?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Again, it's going to be a trend. I don't think anybody can pick a date. You can have a target and be ready, of
right.
course,
yeah.
but the trend would have to support the target.
Well, I bet they're wanting to know when we're going.
Yeah. So I think we got to work on the communication, and I'll make the motion, and it's going to be a bit long, but council, please stay with me.
Not for you.
So, I make a motion that we do not change our current state of emergency requirements, that we direct the police chief and town attorney to review enforcement options for parking when we do change those policies, that we direct admin to consider how we would match volunteers with citizens requesting assistance in the event the town did open the Strand, and that we give the mayor and I permission to work on a message from this meeting to send out today regarding the status of the beach. That's my motion.
I'll second that.
So we have the motion and we have the second. All in favor, or is there comment?
No comment.
No comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
So we need to continue this meeting till Monday at our normal meeting? Is that how
we do that? If you guys want to meet again about it on Monday, we can meet before our meeting at 6. So we can meet at what, 5? Or we can do 4?
Well, we think there's a call with the county and public health on Monday, so I think, if we just...
Those usually come in around noon, right?
Yeah, well, whenever they decide to have them, right? But
so, I mean, it's kind of, we got a regularly scheduled meeting.
Yeah.
I
is it at 6 or 6:30 on Monday?
6.
Make a motion we continue this meeting to 5:30 on Monday.
That's a good point.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So 5:30 on Monday will be the extension of the emergency management meeting, and at 6:00 will be the town council meeting. May I have a motion to continue? Did you just do that?
Yes, you did.
Actually, and we just voted on that. Very good. Okay. We're finished. Thank you all for listening and for dialing in.
Thank you.